Already on the phone right now is author Jenna Bloom. She's a New York Times and internationally best-selling author of novels. She's one of Oprah's top 30 women writers, and she's been teaching writing for over 20 years in Boston, in the Boston area. And her new book is out on November 9th, Woodrow on the Bench, Life Lessons from a Wise Old Dog. And Jenna, I'm going to put a full disclaimer before we start talking about the book and everything else. You'll need a box of Kleenex as you read this book.
You definitely will. In fact, I have Woodrow tissue packs that I hand out to readers, and I'm looking forward to giving to people on tour.
Yeah, and I saw that you have Woodrow social sites as well. Woodrow was your dog for 15 years, and you write all about your life together with him and as he got older and as he got sicker and is, you know, how to, you tried to give him a good end of his life until he just had to, you know, until he just had to go.
That's right. Yes. Woodrow lived to be 15. I had him since he was an 8-week-old puppy, just like a little sack of fur with a heartbeat. And he enjoyed his life up until the very last week of his life. And when it came time to making that incredibly difficult decision to help him cross the river, I was thinking about what Anna Quinlan wrote in her memoir, Good Dog Stay, in which she said, if the nose and the tail still work, the dog is happy. So even though Woodrow had a host of other issues that old pet owners are well aware of, like his legs didn't really work and he had digestive stuff and then he had congestive heart failure, I was managing it all with medication just to be able to every day bring him to his favorite bench across from our Boston apartment and let him sit outside and hold court and do his sniffs. And he was a pretty happy boy.
Yeah, that's the toughest decision. My dog's 14 and a half.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah, and he's, for the most part, he's doing good. He's, you know, become a cranky old man. He's got his little, you know, things that annoy me now at this age. But, yeah, it's the hardest decision a pet owner can make is, you know, you want to do what's best for the animal. You don't want them to be in pain.
Yeah, exactly. I think what makes this so different is that for people, when you lose people, you don't really have a choice in the matter about whether to let them go or not, usually. I mean, sometimes you are faced with that really terrible decision, but we are responsible for our pets, and trying to deduce with a creature who can't talk whether it's time to help them go or whether they're still able to enjoy things. And I wished that there were some really, really clear indicator. And finally, my vet just told me, you know what, he will let you know when it's time. And he did. And there's also a quality of life indicator in Woodrow on the Bench, the memoir that I included for pet owners who are struggling with this really difficult decision that helps you make you know when that's time.
And Woodrow liked nothing better than, you live in the Boston area, there's a bench across the street with a little grass area. He loved nothing better than just to go and sit on the bench, and the people would come by and they'd say hi to him and he'd be happy, he'd get treats. I mean, that was just the highlight. He just wanted to sit on that bench.
Yeah, absolutely. I will sort of gently correct you that Woodrow is a lab, so the only thing that he liked better than the bench was bacon and food. Like, labs will do anything for food, of course. Anybody who has a lab knows this, but Woodrow's bench is across from my place right in downtown Boston. We're in the Back Bay, which is this historic area. And his bench was his favorite bench because it was the one we could get to.
Yeah.
I would carry him out of my apartment every day. He weighed 85 pounds and his back legs didn't really work. So I used a harness called a help-em-up harness that saved my back and gave him another year of life. And I would carry him to his bench and he would lie in a little patch of dirt that his body had made in it. And then he would tractor beam in friends and neighbors and total strangers, like tourists who are coming to visit our beautiful city. And they would end up sitting with us on the bench. So the whole time we were there, the last seven months of his life, we had this community that sprang up around us that was really extraordinary. And Woodrow made that happen.
And you even had a birthday party for him.
I did. I had many birthday parties for him at the bench, but I have to say the last one was like a blowout. We had maybe 50 people there, but people and their dogs, and we had bacon and we had champagne. And anybody who's in the Boston area, if you're listening, on October 26th, we're having a Go Dog Go party at the bench to celebrate the release of the memoir. So come and get some bacon. Get you some.
Oh, there's nothing better than bacon.
Right. I know. That is true. That was Woodrow's motto also.
I can't believe that people, I mean, I know people, there are some people that don't eat meat, but I just don't know how you can't like bacon. Every once in a while on Facebook, I'll be like, if you don't like bacon, there's something wrong with you. And then I get people, oh, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, I don't eat, you know, pork. I don't eat. I'm like, oh my God, bacon. Then eat turkey bacon. Just eat some bacon.
Right. Bacon is my fave. I have to say, like, here's a little pro hack that I do. I've been sort of bribing influencers to read the Woodrow book by sending them Woodrow's favorite dessert, which was maple bacon shortbread. It's like all butter thing with bits of bacon embedded in it. And for the people who don't eat bacon, whether it's like a religious thing or a vegetarian thing, I send them the shortbread with Bacos. And even that is better than, like, shortbread with no Bacos. So, you know, Bacos, bacon, like, pick your poison. It's all good.
You're one of Oprah's top 30 women writers. Did she call you personally to say, hey, congratulations? Did you ever hear from Oprah? How did you find out that you became one of our top writers?
That is such a great question. I actually found out on Twitter. So even though I know Twitter can be a sort of a divisive tool, sometimes it's, you know, really good for something. One of my readers said, hey, did you know you're in O Magazine? And I said, no, I didn't know that. And she sent me the link. And there I was with, like, Ann Patchett and Toni Morrison and people, Elizabeth Berg, who's one of my favorite authors ever, and Andre DeBuse and people who had been on her show. And I wasn't on the show, but just to be in that pantheon of people who I so respect and admire, oh, my God, such a good day, such a good day.
Did you send her a tweet thanking her?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I tweet at Oprah all the time. Yeah. I tweet at many people all the time. So, you know, you never know what's going to get through.
Early reviews of the book from the great Jody Picoult. When I say Jenna Bloom's upcoming Woodrow on the Bench wrecked me and that I'm now sobbing eating all the chocolate, I mean it in the very best way possible. Garth Sine, the author of The Art of Racing in the Rain. Jenna Bloom's wonderful moving memoir is a girl and her dog story for the ages. And the great Pam Jenoff says, Jenna Bloom pens a heart-wrenching and unforgettable memoir about life with the beloved Labrador Woodrow. So much more than a dog story, this book is about the love we give and get, the lessons learned along the way, the families and communities we built, and a giant hurrah for humanity and dogmanity. Two paws up for America's next great read about women's best friends. So those are three great authors.
Thank you. I just sort of got goosebumps listening to that. They are great authors, and they're also really menschy people. The Jody quote was a total surprise to me. Again, this is a Twitter connection. She and I are almost always on Twitter, yeah. And we're fairly political and got to know each other that way. And about a month ago, I messaged her and said, Jody, we don't need more quotes for the book jacket right now, but I'm wondering, because I know you're a dog mom, would you like a copy, an early reading copy of Woodrow? And she said, yes, please send it. So I sent it with some of the maple bacon shortbread. Like, now you see the method to my madness. And then she tweeted this beautiful thing. And it became, now it's on the book jacket. My editor, of course, was thrilled. Everybody loves Jody. Everybody loves Pam, who I call the general, because she writes in this very militaristic way every day. And she's just a force. And Garth Sine, like, how can you not be totally honored? I cried when I opened that Garth Sine quote in my email. So honored by this. And I also wanted to give out a shout out to Chris Bajalian, who provided me with a quote as well, like, as a friend. And Chris is a really, really dedicated dog dad to his dog, Jessie, and posts pictures of her on his social every day. So dog lovers, like, please buy books from these fantastic authors and support them and their dogs. They all have dogs.
People can follow you at jennabloom.com on Instagram. Woodrow on the Bench, you have an Instagram account for him. At Twitter, Jenna_Bloom. At Facebook, Jenna Bloom Author. And you also have some separate Woodrow social sites as well. I just saw that on your site, but I didn't get to write them all down. Do you remember those off the top of your head? Of course you do.
Well, I do, because Woodrow beams them into my head from across the Great River. Like, the dog is very active even beyond the grave. He's on his social accounts all the time. On Facebook, Woodrow is, Woodrow the George Clooney of dogs, because that was his nickname here in Boston and worldwide. So just think about George Clooney, plug that into Facebook, and you'll find Woodrow. On Twitter, he is at Woodrow on Bench. And on Instagram, he is Woodrow on the Bench. So if you want to get the dog's eye perspective on all human follies, including my book tour, then that is the place you should go.
Have you thought, I know it's been a little bit since he passed, have you thought of getting another dog?
I actually do have another dog.
Oh, do you? Oh.
And I got another dog about 6 months after Woodrow passed because, as my sister said, we are dog people in this family. It's not good for us to be without dogs. So I have a new black lab. He's 19 months old, and his name is Professor Henry Higgins. And he's really ill-named because he is not a professor at all. He's like a really, really sweet and athletic frat boy.
Does he like the bench across the street?
He does not. He likes other dogs. He likes people. He's incredibly social, as Woodrow was, but because he's such a young pup, he doesn't like to sit still. So basically, he drags me all over the city with one arm extended as he pulls on a leash.
And I'm sure he's a fan of bacon.
He does have a tendency to eat all the bacon, yes.
Well, sweet. Well, Woodrow on the bench, it's November 9th. If you see it listed as coming out earlier, they changed the release date by a couple of weeks, so it's November 9th now for the release of the book. Jenna, it was a pleasure talking to you again. I really enjoyed the book. I love the picture of Woodrow. He's a puppy on the cover, right?
He's a youngster on the cover. If you guys look up the cover of Woodrow on the Bench, which you can on JennaBlum.com or on anywhere books are sold, basically you'll see the cover of, like, boasting my beautiful old black lab. In that photo, he was at the vet, and he was smiling because there was a female doctor, and Woodrow loved the ladies, and she was holding a tongue depressor with Easy Cheese on it, and he loved that, too. So when you see that dog's happy face smiling at you from the cover, that's the behind-the-scenes scoop.
When my dog goes to the vet, and I give him the leash, and they try to bring him out back, he stops, and he tries to go out the front door. He will not go out in the back with them. They literally have to carry him.
Oh, sweet. He knows. Yeah. Tell them to try the tongue depressor with the Easy Cheese on it. It's a hack.
Yeah, they end up getting him back there. There's one of the ladies, Stacy. I mean, they all love him, but there's a lady there, Stacy, one of the vet techs. She just loves Bane, so he gets excited when he sees her.
So great. I would love to see photos of Bane. And by the way, readers, if you're interested, you can find me anywhere on social. I'm very permeable and very ubiquitous. I would love to see pictures of your old dogs. I've been soliciting those from readers and building a wall of dogs on my website just to look at all these beautiful sugar faces. And I swear, every time I get one, I weep. So it's just such a privilege to be able to see your old pets.
Well, I'll send a picture of when I get down here. I have your email, so I'll send it along to you today.
I would love that. Thank you. I'll put you on the wall of dogs.
Well, good luck with everything. Woodrow on the Bench, again, is out on November 9th. Jenna, it was a pleasure talking to you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. A pure pleasure, and get you some bacon. Give it to your dog.
Bye-bye.
Bye.